We are learning Maseches Chagiga Daf Chav Beis Amud Aleph, and we are beginning 11 lines from the top of Chav Beis Amud Aleph. We learned the Machlokes Rava and Rav Ilo. What's Pshat in the first part of the Mishnah of Kalim B'Sar Kalim? They are not allowed to be tovel for Kodesh. Kalim B'Sar Kalim. According to Rav Ilo, it was a problem. Chatzitza. According to Rava, it was a problem. You might do it in a Keli that doesn't have Kesheferes Hanoid. And that means that if the Keli that's holding the second Keli, the opening is smaller than two finger breaths. So then the halacha is that the water inside the keli is not mikvah water and it won't be a good tefillah. So he says, you never could tevil kelim and kelim because gzeira ought to this problem that you might not have shveras anoid. The Gemara said, but Rava's moida that if Rava holds that if sal v'gugusni is big basket, that there's no such thing as a basket with a small opening and therefore there's no gzeira. But according to Rav Ila, where it's heavy, so then it could be a chatzitza even by a basket. And the Gemara says that Rava l'tamei about the sal and agosti. Va'ozda Rava l'tamei, 11 lines from the top, end of a line. Va'ozda Rava l'tamei, dama Rava. Sal v'gagusti shemolon kelim v'hetfilon. If you have a sal agosti filled up with kelim and you will table them, tahirim, the loch is the kelim atahar. Umikva, because we're not worried, no gzera of sheferes anoid, and therefore it's tahar. But, umikva shecholku v'sal v'gagusti, if you have a mikvah, and you separated it with the sal and gagusni, and now you don't have a shear in either side. You made it into two mikvahs, which means you have a mikvah, and you made a partition in the middle out of a basket. So the halacha is, then, it's no good. Hatovah shalom la'os la'i tefillah. You know, tefillah doesn't work. Why? Even though water goes back and forth through the holes of the basket has holes, it goes right through, but the holes are not shveras anoid. Even though it has 30 holes, if you count all the holes together, it's much more than shveras anoid. But each hole by itself is not shveras anoid. And a haraya to dava, haraya to this thing is the ha'ara kula chalchuli mechalchla. He says all the ground has holes. Water goes back and forth through the ground. And still, if you want to be toivel in this little lake, it has that 40 so right there, even though if only has 20 so, but lamaisa, it's attached to something else, a different body of water that has 20 so or more. And all ground is chachulim mechal, it's a bunch of holes in it, it's not thick, it's not dense, water goes right through it. Still, you need makam so one place, because that's called a partition. And the only time it's not is if you have a eruv, which is a ferris anoid, which is a big hole. So akaponim, Rava Lutameh, that says at the beginning of this memra, that you allow it to be toivel kalim in a gal and a gusni. And it will come out from here that if you toivel, but if a basket separates you and the mikvah, it's not a good tefillah. So it would come out, lefizeh, that if you take a basket and you toivel your kalim and a kalim mikvah in a basket, and the top of the basket is not submerged where the water goes over it, because the top of the basket obviously is bigger than shveras anoid. We're talking about the top of the basket not go underwater, it should not be a good tefillah. That's what would come out from here, which would be a big chiddush, because a lot of people are not makir on this. So if you look at the Ramah paskins that it is good. And the reason is like this. The Ramah says that the only time it could be called a separate makom is if it has a shame keli. But since if a basket has holes that it can't hold anything in it, because it has these holes, it can't hold any water in it, it loses shame keli. With a bunch of holes, loses shame keli, and it doesn't make a problem in the mikvah. So halacha lemaisa, a lot of times the basket, what? They don't have a shem keli because they can't hold the gavi. They make a problem by the mikvah because they can't hold the water. They can't hold any water in it because the water will go right out. They can't hold any water in it. And therefore, that's according to the Rishonim, whole Arishonim, whole like that. And that's what the Ramah paskins in Shulchan Aruch in Simon Reish Aleph Sif Test. But some are makbe that they have a basket. They make a hole, one big hole in it of shveras on the bottom, and this way for sure they have the kuli alma. It's good. In certain kelim mikvahs, even when they have a basket, they make one hole that's a bigger hole, and this way, on the bottom, this way they take care of that problem. And the Gemara goes further, it's like this. This whole halacha, that if the outside keli has a small opening, and it's less of shveras anoid, and you want to be tevel kelim inside this keli, we're not talking about a basket anymore, we're going back to a regular keli. We say a regular keli, if it doesn't have a shveras anoid on the top, the hole, it's not a good tefillah. It says, a hanimili b'kli tar. That's only if it's a kli tar, it means the outside kli does not need tefillah. However, with kli tameh, if the outside kli needs a tefillah, migu de salka tefillah kule gufa de mana salka luhunami lekelem de ispe. A migu that the tefillah works for the outside keli, it'll work also for the inside keli. And we have to explain this, it's very hard to understand, so we'll explain it. Number one, that's pashut. If you have a keli that you have to be toivel. And it has an opening small as far as a noid. Like a lot of kelim. You have, let's say, just a picture for yourself. You have a keli that looks like a flower vase that has a small opening. Something like that. You want to be toivel it. How do you have a toivel that keli? For tumma. The top of it is small as far as a noid. How do you toivel? That keli is tummy. Teretz says, you look at the keli, if it's submerged in the water, this keli is submerged in mikvah water, it's good. You don't have to worry about getting the water inside, how it gets inside. It's like, it's similar to the base of starim. Anything that's inside a person doesn't get wet. So this gets wet, doesn't have to have mikvah water. It's in the mikvah, the keli. The problem is, you put another keli inside this vase, that's where the problem starts. Because inside the vase, keli number two, you're being toivel in a vase, not in a mikvah. That was the problem. So Gemara is mechadish now that if the outside keli needs tefila, since the tzitzit works for the outside keli, it works for the inside keli. Now, how does that work? What's the lamus of that? So the Bach in Siman Reish Aleph explains that we look at it as a one keli. If they both need tefila and the keli number two is in keli number one, you look at it as one big keli. It's like one keli. You can retitle it even though it's not kusheveres anoid. This is all one keli. That's how you look at it. That's how the smigel works. That's the lomus of a smigel. And therefore, it'll work. So the halacha l'maisa is that even though the keli does not have shveres anoid, if the outside keli needs tefila, it will work. And like it says in the Mishnah, huh? No. If the weight, there'll still be a problem because chatzitza, right? No, it's only fi rava talking about. Rava in the problem of shveres anoid. And echanami, the Taisus talked that could be not kavina, but that would not work. No. The Tanan, Kalim Shemilon Kalim, you have, showing from Mishnah this idea of a smigu, Kalim Shemilon Kalim Vetilon, you had a Kali, you fill up a Kali, and you tivel it. Hare Elu Tairim, the halacha is that it's Tahar, because someone with an outside Kali also is Tame. From Loi, Taval, Mayim Hamuravim, Achiyum, Muravim Kishveras Anoid. What does that mean? Loi Tavav, we weren't Tavav, the water should be mixed until Kishveras Anoid. What does that mean? Maikamar, Vim Loi Tavav, Hachkamar, Vim Einoi Tzorech La Tvila. If it doesn't need Tvila, the outside does not need Tvila, then Mayim Hamuravim, Achiyum, Muravim Kishveras Anoid. Then you have to work with mixed water. You have to work with that the water inside the Kali is the mikvah water for this Kali number two. And there only work when it's ma'uriv kishefaris anoid. That's what will come out. So this is a riot to this idea that if the outside keli is tamei, the halacha is, then it'll work kishefaris anoid. Now, remember, Rava learned that our Mishnah is, the chshash is, that it might not have kishefaris anoid. So obviously, our Mishnah is talking about a case where the outside keli is not tamei. Because if the outside keli was tamei, so then it would work taka. If you look at Rashi and the Mishnah, Rashi says Shneim Tmeim. They were both Tamei. So this is a little problematic, and that's the Tosfos that the first Tosfos on the Amud does discuss this idea of Fi Rashi, if what we're talking about with it. Okay, Zokti Gemara, Mahad the Rav of Rav the Ila Tanoi. We have Machlekes Ma'aseh Rav of Ila Halacha. What's Machlekes Halacha? Gabe, are you worried? Are you geyser about the kovid of the heaviness of the keli? Which is no chash of shkeshveres anoid. You filled it with kelim, vetvilam. You tie with the whole entire basket, submerged on the water. The halacha is bein lekodesh, bein lechuma tahirim. Tanakama says sai kodesh, sai chuma is tahirim. Why? Tanakama is like Rava. There's no problem of koved. There's only a problem of shkeshveres anoid. The only problem is shkeshveres anoid, and here is no problem because no such thing as a basket that has a small opening. Avashalom l'chuma v'lo kaidesh. Avashal says no. L'chuma is fine, but not l'kaidesh. You can't be tovel l'kaidesh. Why not? Because they were worried about kvedoi. So now the Gemara will go back to discuss why taka sai rav ila and sai rava both say there's a problem here either at chatzitza or at kishveres. No, the question is, what happened? Why is chuma any different? If you're worried about chatzitza, there's a hilchos chatzitza by chuma. If you're worried about kishveres anoid, there's a problem with shveres anoid chuma. So why is chuma different? Break the Gemara. Yachi, chuma nami also should have this problem, this chshash. They should not be titled keli b'seir keli. So Gemara Levan Kamina, who we're talking to? Chaverim. We're talking to chaverim, people who are a chaver, like the makbid on all different halachas. Like look at the Mishnah in Maseches Demai, what a chaver is. That there's different halachas. A chaver has different things that he's makbid on. So doing a chaver here that whoever's coming to ask the shaila is really someone's makbid on mitzvahs, and therefore he'll be careful. Chavir Chavir made the other to be careful. Like Rashi explains, what's the chash? Kvedai, so he'll be magbiyah, he said, he'll pick it up. Ir mikvayis, he'll be make sure it's very annoyed. So therefore, by truma is not chash because we're talking to chaverim. Frank Tamar Kasha, what do you mean? It's a kodesh, not the chaverim. Yach kodesh nami. Kodesh also probably the person coming to ask a shayla. I'm just talking about a chaver who's coming to ask a shayla. I'm ours does not listen to us. So what's the chash? We're talking about a chaver. He'll be careful. So the Gemara, no. Chazi le amaretz va'ozol matbol. The amaretz will go see. So therefore, by kaidish we say don't do it because the amaretz will see you being kaitel v'kelev techeli. He doesn't chap all the halachas and he'll come and do it himself. Right? The Gemara, chumanami should be also chazi le amaretz va'ozol matbol. But chuma also the amaretz go be tevel it. So the Gemara, no, we're not proud. No problem with chuma because we never take chuma from amaretz. Leikam lina manayo. We don't think exactly about chuma not do kelekele, because even if the Amaret sees you do it and he does it himself, he might do it wrong. Big deal. We don't take chuma from Amaret anyway. So, for the Gemara, kodesh namlos mekabel now. We shouldn't accept kodesh from him either. So, Gemara, we have to mekabel kodesh from him. Why? Havle eva, because there's eva. Eva means you don't want to insult him. If you don't take kodesh from him, you insult him. What's kodesh mean? He comes to the Beis Mikdash with yayin and shemen and finasachim. He say, no, you're Amaret. I don't take kodesh from you. So. That'd be very insulting. Therefore, we always take kodesh from amaretz. Therefore, we have to misakin that a chaver should not do that because the amaretz might learn from him. Might learn from him. Zok to Gemara, the ozel. Gemara says that there is eva. So, frek to Gemara, chuma nam have eva, but chuma also should be eva. Zok to Gemara, loy ichpis lay. He doesn't care by chuma is no eva. Why? Because if everyone else doesn't accept from him, he still has someone who will accept of him, the Amaratzim. The also, you have the Kohen Amaratz, he'll give his chuma to the Kohen Amaratz. Kodesh is no way to give Amaratz, you can bring it to his Mikdash, you have no choice. But here, you can bring it here to a Amaratz Kohen, that's to give the chuma to. Zot the Gemara, it comes out of Maisa, if you think about it, the reason why chuma is worse is like this. Because you might see someone else being, Amaratz might see someone else table it. The problem at Kodesh. Amaretz might see someone else being tavel at the Kodesh, the tavel, and he'll do it himself. And if he does it himself, the Kodesh will be have a problem of Tuma, and we do accept Kodesh from him because of Eva. Truma, we let him do, because even if the Amaretz sees it, we don't care. We never accept Truma from Amaretz. Eva. Teretz says he gives it to his Amaretz friend. Now, Mantan the Chayesh Leiva, who's the man, the Omo, who's Chayesh for Eva? Rabbi Yasi. So, Rabbi Yasi, Talmud and Abraisa, or Rabbi Yasi, Pema, Kol, Nemonim, Altaris, Yayin, Veshemen, Koyimai Sashana. What's Pshat? Why we believe Amoritz all year round on Taharis, Yayin, Veshemen, and Fuke Yontif, we for sure believe them. And also the time of Gita is Vahabadim, also could we believe them? We were saying that we believe them all year round. What's the pshat? Because kedayi shlo you call echa v'echa holech abayin abam la'atzmai v'sarei parah adum la'atzmai. If you tell the amaretz you don't accept kach from him and say, you know what, I'll make my own bama or I'll make my own parah aduma. You know, you don't want to accept me, I'm gonna do it myself. So we don't want that to happen. Therefore, we accept it from him. So you see this idea of eva. It's a very shita. Our papa kemam mekablina in this hadus of amaretz. These days that when mekabel edim edus from amaretz, we let them be witnesses, even though chashmei they might lie. It's like Rav Yosi, Kaman Rav Yosi was choishish for Eva. They also be achshash. If you didn't accept them, they'll make their own bate dinim, their own court system. Therefore, we don't want to be upset, insulted. Therefore, makabel them. And like Rav says, not like the Rabbanon who hold in Mesechus Pesachim, they're not makabel. And there's a big sugis here in the Rishonim, exactly if it's a stira to Gemara and Pesachim or not. According to Rashi, it sounds like it's a machlekes of Yisrael Rabbanon. The Rabban learns if it's not a machlekes, they both agree to do different things. Now, Aritzu does Averis. He's not accepted as a witness. Mashenkin, this is Amaretz, who's a very good person. Just to put down Amaretz, him you could accept. And Lamaise Tosh speaks out that we do pass like this, that we are worried about Eva. That we are worried about Eva.